first walk-up teller. This guy came up and was just like, the story is this. And I was like, yep. And so, I'm sorry, I was just like, right away. He runs an open mic, an almost monthly open mic, at Metropolis Coffee. And it should be an interesting story. I'm not going to tell you about it, but everyone, where are you at, Ben? Everyone put your hands together. Where's Ben? Ben, where are you? Oh, there you are. All right.
It's almost because it's a full moon open mic.
Full moon open mic, yeah.
And okay. The next full moon in Chicago is April 15th, so werewolves and W-2s and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. This story is about the time I got lost in the Colombian jungle. I was ill-equipped despite having LED flashlights that attached to my head and backpacks from REI and a GPS. My sister lived in Colombia at the time and was engaged to a Colombian. Her fiance's name is Andres and she was Christy, and we went to this place called Parque Tayrona. And Parque Tayrona is basically on the Atlantic Ocean. It's a huge mountain. And what makes this space really special is that there are indigenous tribes there that have never been conquered. One of them being the Kogi. So to get to this resort where we stayed on hammocks and had a great time sunbathing, hanging out with people from basically every country in the world, we had to go by foot. So we were hiking along with our gear all through the night, and we got there, and then we spent a week there. And then on our way back, we were gonna take a different route. And the route we were gonna take was this path that was created by the Kogi centuries ago. And what makes this path so unique is it's built out of these rocks that are all touching, and there's no gaps. And at certain points, it becomes a tunnel. And the tunnel works as a resonating chamber, sending sound up the mountain. And that's the reason, you know, the Kogi were never conquered. They got out of the way when Columbus was coming, when Christian missionaries were coming, and then in the 60s and 70s during the Civil War, when the park was existing, the Parque Tayrona. So we're hiking along, and it was a jungle, it was wet, you heard a lot of bugs, yada, yada, yada. And there was overgrowth over the path. So we kept losing the path and then finding the path, losing the path, finding the path. And we expected to get to our destination that evening. There were signs along the way saying you're 20% there, you're 40% there. We saw the 90% sign, got lost, and then didn't find the path again. And we started walking, and we looked at the GPS, and it showed we were just doing circles, and we had no clue which way to go. And we came to the standstill, and my sister's fiance, Andres, was like, we need to go forward. We need to go to the highway. I know it's the path that way, but we need to go to the highway. And my sister and I were like, well, maybe we should go back. And then just at this moment, we're like, which way should we go? We heard this call. And we were blown fucking away. I thought it was a shaman. I'm like, okay, let's go that way. Let's follow the bird. So we followed the bird, and we found ourselves more lost. And to this day, I don't know if it was fucking with us or not even communicating to us, but it was really articulate. And we confronted this valley filled with boulders, and it's kind of hard to picture, but basically a valley filled with boulders, and there was a subterranean river, and all these boulders were placed against each other by nature. And we're like, let's go around it. And Andres is like, let's go through it. Like, all right, let's go through it. Push my sister up, pull her up, push, you know, one at a time, all her backpacks. We're making really slow progress, and the sun starts to go down. And it finally kind of started settling in that we weren't getting out that night, and all my regular anxiety was gone. I had a high level of fear, but my regular anxiety was gone. We're just really focused. We're like, all right, what are we going to do? My sister was crying, and she said to us, this is a really shitty situation, but I wouldn't want to be in it with anybody but you two. And on the count of three, we all yelled,
help!
One last time, everybody. Help! And then the silence just enveloped our tribe. I forgot to mention it was raining and we were bleeding and there were these giant ants crawling all over. We were really fucked. And just at that moment, I saw on this big boulder these pictograms, which are like ancient drawings. It was like a symbol of an eye and a tree and symbols I didn't understand. It was surreal. After hearing that shaman bird, I just thought I was in Wonderland. And under the pictogram boulder, there was a dry cave. And we dwelt there for the night. and my sister was crying. We heard monkeys outside in the rain crying. And I was filled with this overwhelming sensation that this jungle doesn't give a fuck about me. It's not fair. I went to college. I know things. I can't die like an animal. Yes, yes, you can. The next morning, we woke up, ate the half a can of peanut butter we had, and kind of came to our senses. We're like, let's just keep going downhill. If we go downhill, we'll find water, we'll find people. And after a day of hiking, we found a national park ranger. And he gave us breakfast. We traded our REI flashlights for him. And he had this donkey that kept kissing me. And I was laughing about it, but I didn't know that like he was explaining in Spanish or joking that he fucks his donkey. And my sister was laughing at me. And basically, to this day, whenever I've thought about this story, I've always thought, like, again, that thought, this jungle doesn't give a crap about me if I die. But in preparing for this event, I realized, like, the pictograms. Like, we found a dry place to camp that night. And I still have, like, a deep ambivalence about the universe and the story. Like, is there a helping hand out there that once in a while will help me out? Or is it completely random? But basically, this experience was extremely humbling. And I recommend it. Whenever I go camping or anything like that, I never go to like the highest peak anymore. I always just kind of step back and take my time. So that's my story. Thank you.